Right. So we are on Hayim and Aleph, and we were talking about that we're going to start from right across Tisus. No, we're not on Hayim and Aleph. We did this already. We're on Vavim and Aleph. We are talking about, we're going to start again from Tanya Kavasa to Rava, the third line from the top. Rava had said that a miskav of a meisleis is a tamei medras, is an avatoma, right? We had a brisa avimi sound of a gibara brisa that said it's only a rishon l'tuma, and Rav had said no, that's not pshat. The brisa pshat in the brisa is when you touch a medras, it's like touching a woman, like the nida herself, and that you're the person who touches becomes a rishon l'tuma. So tanya kavasa de Rava. So we have a brisa that proves Rava right that the medras becomes an avatoma, like Ziri said. And not like Avimi, like we misunderstood Avimi. It's interesting that the Gemara brings this as a riot to Rav and not as a riot to Ziri. Because Ziri is the one that said it. Rav just got out of the Brisa. So that's what the Gemara says. Haraya, and I'm not going to change the Gersa, only not to limit confusion. What happens is, Rashi explains part two before part one. Nivrutabach says we have it wrong. Part two in the Gemara should be before part one, which is the Bach. I don't argue with Bach. He's 100% right. Except for confusion, we're going to have to go back and bounce in the Gemara. I'd rather have Rashi explain part two before part one than to learn back and forth. That's all just convenient for me.
We've seen this before.
Many times.
It's called a chiasmus.
Whatever it's called, Bach does it many times. Harayadam, a woman who has a period. Which we're machmer meislays, matamis meislays. Umayi matama. How far? What is she matame in that last 24 hours? Matame mishkavus and meishavus. Her mattresses and her chairs are avatomas. Eichlin umaskin, food and drink. Klicheres amukav tamid paso. If she moved the klicheres, which is by the way, when Rava said klicheres, this brisa supports that klicheres. Remember when somebody, Dr. Harris, asked me yesterday. Right. How does Rava know Chicheres? He's making a Kavachomer, and where's his basis, right? This Bryce is his basis. Right. And however, it doesn't mess her count up. And I was trying to explain this yesterday, I will try to explain it again. Women have calendars of 7 days of Nida and 11 days that she can't become a Nida, and the blood she sees is potential Zivas. It's 3 days in a row with Zivas, if not, it's Shemar Hashem Kenegad Yom, which means she has to clean one day. If she doesn't know where she's up to, so here's a woman that has blood, right, and now she doesn't know where she's up to. Now here, why doesn't she know what she's up to? What would be the scenario that she doesn't know she's up to? A woman saw a Riyah on Tuesday, and we're telling you you're 24 hours earlier than your tummy. Now, when does first day of seven count? Monday or Tuesday? And if it's which is the first day of seven, will determine which is day eight and which is day 19. So she'll be confused, never know which day she's up to. Is it day 10 or is it day 11? Is it day 11 or day 12? Now, Kamina will be at certain points, right? If she doesn't straighten out, she'll never know, am I day 18 or day 19? If it's 19, it's Nidus. If it's 18, it's not Nidus. So it's the only way to clear up is that 17 clean days. No matter where she was, she's cleared. Because she went through possible Dina's days and possible Ziva's days, did not see any dam. So at the end of 18 days, she's for sure going to be a Nida the next time she sees. That's the only way to clean up this case, this mistake in a calendar. This doesn't apply today. Because when a woman sees blood, she's coming for seven clean days. There's no such thing as Nidus and Zivas anymore. We treat everything like Zivas. Therefore, not going to make a difference. The calendar is no different. There, the woman wanted to know, am I Nida or a Ziva? If I'm a Nida, I don't need seven clean days. Why should I wait seven clean days? I don't have to. But I have to know that I'm a Nida, not a Ziva. How do I know? I keep a calendar. 7 days, 11 days. But my calendar got messed up. So Zuck the Bright said, it doesn't mess up your calendar. Tuesday is the day she found the blood. Tuesday is day one of her cycle. Don't worry about Monday vis-a-vis cycle. That's what it's saying. her husband, a woman, a man who lives with Anita, is tummy 7 days. That's a spet, the halacha. He's tummy 7 days. A boy will need this tummy 7 days. Now, here's a man that lived with her on Monday night. She saw him blow on Tuesday morning. We're being metame retroactively her mattress. Right? How about him? Is he tummy now for 7 days? Zok the Tarakama, no, he's not. And Rabbi Akiva, I remember Thomas Baila. Yes, he is tummy for 7 days.
He's tummy for 1 day.
For touching the Mizya, for touching her, or for touching the Mizya. Right. There's a big difference between 1 day and 7 days. Yeah, but it's a big difference. So it seems a repeat of Mukukelis Lamignana. Meaning, it's saying she only counts on the day she saw, that's when her cycle starts, which is what we said, Ainam Mukukelis Lamignana. I mentioned yesterday that there's an oracle in here that's supposed to say Pshat. I don't know if Rabbeinu brings it on the bottom. It sounds like a repeat.
Well, Rabbi Akiva is more machmir, right?
Yes.
So maybe.
Meaning that's in Rabbi Akiva? Maybe the Akiva says this. I don't know what he says. Did he say anything on the bottom? Does Rabbeinu say anything on the bottom?
No.
See, Akiva there. That's what he probably says. Now, Haraya Kesem. Now, here is Kesem. Let's remember, it's also rabbinic. But there's a difference between the rabbinic of Meisleis and the rabbinic of Kesem. For instance, the rabbinic of Meisleis is not Matam Yechulin. The rabbinic of Meisleis doesn't make the Chulin she touched Tameh. The Chulin that touched her mattress doesn't become Tameh. Right? So, Meisleis is a chumrah with limitations. Kesem, she's tamei from the time she did her laundry last for everything. She's considered tamei from the day she did her laundry last.
What, 2 weeks ago?
If that's 2 weeks ago, it's 2 weeks ago. She found this spot. She has no idea when it came.
She doesn't remember what she touched.
Again. So she's in bad shape. You're right. But that's not going to be an excuse. Now, so this kesem is a big yes.
When you say that Anita one touches, that colon is not making tummy, are you referring specifically in regards to someone who eats the Taurus Kodesh? I mean, it still has an effect on the colon. It's just that effect on the colon has no ramifications.
No, it doesn't. Okay. Let me step back. It only affects Taurus HaKadosh. It doesn't affect, meaning the chulin is the, I don't know how to word this, I want to word this correctly. Even people that keep Taurus HaKadosh, we're going to see, you know what, the Gemara's going to take care of it later, so I'll let the Gemara do it. That's a better job than me. Haraya Kesem, Matama Lemefreya, Umari Matama, Eichlin, Umaskin, Mishkavais, Umayshavais. I don't know why the order is inverted from the Gemara before where it said Miskavas and Meshavas first. Klicheres HaMalkav Tam Apostle. Umu Ku Keles L'minyana. This woman has a messed up schedule. We don't say start counting from today that you found the Kesem. There is no period. She didn't get a period now either. She just found the Kesem today. She did her laundry on Sunday. She found the Kesem on Tuesday. When does it be? The Rabbanan made her tummy. But the Rai says she's not tummy now either. She didn't see any period. She had no period. But she has to count 7 days because Rabbanan made her Anita. Right? So when did she start from? Sunday or Tuesday? We don't know. She's messed up. And therefore, now she gets a period. In which days is he? Rabbinically, is she in her 7? Is she in her 11? Because Rabbanan made her start counting 7. So she's really messed up. She's going to need 17 clean days to get things straight. And her one who lived with her is like he lived with Anita. Because this is not a chumrah of Meisleis. This is a rabbinic Nida. It's also chumrah, don't get me wrong. But it's a much higher level chumrah. If they said blood from her body makes her Anita even though there was no hargasha or monthly period. So they made a new category of Nida. Meisleis is a chumrah in Nida. This is a whole new category and it's stricter. However, she only counts from the day she saw, meaning she has to start 7 today, because maybe today is the day of the period of the Kesem, but at the same time she has to worry from before, so she doesn't get it straight. She can't start counting from Sunday, because maybe it's Tuesday. She counts from Tuesday, but maybe it was Sunday. So she's Mukukelis Lamiyana. Right, for her 7 days, she wants to go to the mikvah. Now, there's two parts. To know when she's an Eid and when she's a Zava, that she's messed up in. But as far as going to the mikvah, if she starts counting on Tuesday, next Monday she can go to the mikvah. Because it makes no difference. If the period started Sunday, she can go to the mikvah next Tuesday also. She hasn't seen blood. Problem will come if she sees blood sometime along the line. It'll mess her up. But as far as when she goes to the mikvah to become mutter to her husband, from Tuesday she has 7 days and she goes to the mikvah. What can happen? That it started Sunday? So fine, she can still go to the mikvah on Tuesday. But you can't start counting on Sunday and go to the mikvah by the Shabbos. No. Right. Zeb, Eidemayna Mishasharasa. The Zeb is at Thailand. However, all these are suffix. It's not Vadai Nida. These are all considered suffix. We don't burn anything. Like Eichlum Velay Seifer. We don't burn and we don't eat. We don't burn because it might be Tahar, and we don't eat because it might be Tameh.
What is the initial kind of thing that doesn't mention people? What's the connection with the first? Why is that in the couch and steel? Other person doesn't even mention it. Why is that? Why? Then she,
I don't know. It's a good point that it doesn't mention she touches the person, but I think it's included in all the other things. Yeah, I think so, yes. I mean, I think so, yeah. Let's catch up with Rashi. Now, as I mentioned multiple times already, Rashi translates Kesem before he translates Meslites. Haraya Kesem. Where is it? Haraya Kesem Atamele Mefreya, which we had case two. Until the laundry, she comes to Kaitim Levishazu that she did laundry before she put it on. Even if it's top, has a top on it, doesn't make a difference if it has a cover or not for Nida. It only makes a difference for Mace. So you think, even if it's covered, she has to leave the Matayach if she didn't touch it on the inside. She's Matamid by moving. No other Tameyim are Matame Kli Cheres. A dead Cheres cannot be Matame Kli Cheres. It touches it on the outside. Can't be Matame. A mace cannot, Tumas mace, can't be Matame Kli Cheres because it's on the outside. The only one that can be Matame from the outside is a Nida or a Zav that moves the Kli Cheres. That's considered like touching on the inside. The Siva Kli Cheres. I can't hear you. How can a dead Cheres move? Well, Kli Cheres, by the way, and even if it did, it wouldn't be Tamei. Cheres doesn't have Tumas Hesed. I think it's because it's impossible, but even if you made it possible, there's no Tumas Hesed. You probably can make it possible by saying the thing fell as it died, and moved. That's why I wanted to avoid it, and I said it doesn't have Tumas Hesed. Well, Kli Cheres, I should by Azov, he's Shaver. Tanya Batar's Ghanim. Yohu, Yitami Azov, Kli Cheres, Makar, Bimaga. I would think that a Kli Cheres, it says the Kli Cheres that the Zav touches has to be broken. By the way, Kli Cheres can't be go to the mikvah. If Kli Cheres wants to become Tamei, there's only one solution. Smash it. You can put it back together, but you have to put it into the kiln. You're making a new Kli. It's not the same. Now, here it is a problem here. Because the Pasuk says, Ashi Yigaboy Hazav Yishaber. That the Zav touches. That sounds that the Zav can be Matami by touch. You don't need Hesed. You don't have to move it. Listen to the pasuk. Ukli cheres as yiga boy hazav yishaber. Tanya b'taris kadam yochu yitam hazav kli cheres machayev b'maga. I would think that by touch hazav can be matame kli cheres. The answer is nemer kam boy. It says boy. You got boy. But nemer lahalon ukli cheres as shetavushel boy yishaber. When you cook kachem in a kli cheres, the blia, the absorption becomes nicer. And the only way to get rid of that nicer again, you can't catch your Kli Cheres. You have to back break it. So ma'al halon, ma'aviroi, when you cook on the inside, avkam mi'aviroi. Ashi yigaboy means he touches it on the inside. Imkei ma'atam uloi ma'ashi yigaboy. So why do you have to touch it? We have a rule that by Kli Cheres, we mentioned this yesterday, that even if you just put your finger into the airspace, It's tummy. You don't need touch. So why did the Torah say touch? If you're telling me it means the inside, then I don't need touch. To tell me, by the way, I tummy below nigga. That the inside is tummy even if you don't touch it. When is it considered you touched the whole thing? Even though you didn't touch the whole thing, there's a touch that means you touched every part of it. How do you touch every part of it? By moving it, you moved every part. That's considered like you touched the inside. So that teaches me that a zav can be metame kli cheres by moving it. Because by moving it, you move every part of it. Touching has to be inside, but then you don't have to touch it. So why did the Torah say yiga? Obviously, it can be metame without going to the inside. But the pasuk said boy, and we have a zeret shavah that says only the inside. Must be that there's a way to touch the outside that's touching the inside. How do you touch the outside and touch the inside at the same time? By moving it.
The same
as touching it. But we're talking now that you're on the outside. When you touch it on the outside, it doesn't become tamei. Because chayit is not metame on the outside. Unless you move. Now, how do I know that? I know that was the part that got yigabai. But yigabai means touch. The answer is, I don't need yigabai if it's bai, if it's inside. We're translating bai to mean inside. I don't need yiga. So why did the Torah say yiga? The answer is the Torah is trying to teach me there's a yiga bai without yiga bai. How do you do that? By moving it.
Have a tight cover?
Tight cover is just to prevent tumas meis. It has nothing to do with neither zav. That's what Rashi said at the beginning. Nuku kalus l'minyana. Of the Pesach nidusa.
Why are you going to be told that
the Braitza brings it. You know, we don't ignore parts of a Braitza. The Braitza brings it. By the way, it's telling me halacha that many of us might not have known before, that a Kli Cheres can become Tamei Behesed on the outside. The new halacha. Nukakelus l'minyana. Of the Pesach Nidusa. Now this is the way Chazal referred to a woman's calendar. Pesach Nidusa. The door of her Nidus. Chazal called the woman's calendar Pischei Nida. The Svarim of Masechtas Nida, they're called Pischei Nida. Why are they called the door of Nida? Because Chazal referred to the woman's calendar as Pesach Nidusa, Pischei Nida. So she loses the door of her Nida, which means her calendar. If she'd known the day she saw, Teseferah, she would count Shiva. If she saw after 7 days, she would keep 1 day of Tara. If she saw 3 consecutive days, and she would need 7 clean days. She doesn't know the day she saw. She has no idea when is the 11 days. And she can make mistakes. So here's this woman that doesn't know where she's up to, which can lead to errors, right? Let's take it. She sees blood. She found the kesem on Tuesday. The next Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday she sees that. Now, it's Tuesday the days of her nidus, so then it doesn't count towards zivus because it's in her 7 days. Zivus can only be post-nidus. If it started on Sunday, she's on day 9, 10, and 11. Is she a Zava or is she not a Zava? She has no way of knowing. She sees day 18, which might be 19. Is she a Nida? Or is she a Shemar Shem Kenegad Yom, or not even a Shemar Shem Kenegad Yom? That's a sugya later on. But it doesn't make a difference. She doesn't know what she's up to. The only way to clarify it is to go 17 clean days. That way she knows, no matter where I was up to, I went through 7 and 11, I'm out. Next time I see blood, I'm an Ida. Yes?
Have you seen anyone mention mechanically how she counts the days? They didn't have pocket books nor
cell phones. It's called brains. There's a machlokes, there's a sheet that holds, says the safra law, there's a mitzvah she has to speak it out. Someone, we don't pass it that way. Because it says it by safra law, shivet shavim, says by nida.
That's the purpose of it.
A woman doesn't have to say, hayayim, hayayim alof, hayayim bim beg, does she? We don't pass it that way.
Okay, depends which color
the t-shirt. Yeah.
The only way to keep a crack on those.
I know, this has been called brains.
What?
I think that people have brains.
I know how old you are, and you have not figured out that people don't. You could use a wet clay tablet.
It's not discussed that I remember, except to see about how a woman gives out. The way I can see it is, just remember. Listen, how do I remember Sphera? I don't use my kitchen charts that hang all over the place that every Mason in America thinks I need. Right, together with the calendar they sent me before Rosh Hashanah.
What did you have for lunch 13 days ago?
I don't have to remember that.
Reb
Chaim Kinevsky davened, so it says in the Sefer that I have from him, that he shouldn't remember anything that he doesn't have to remember. He used to eat lunch, I read, and he used to ask the Rebbe, so what bracha achrayin I make? He mamash didn't have any recollection of what he ate, because he davened to the Rebbeinu Shlalem, should only remember what he has to remember. He didn't remember anything else. So therefore, I don't have to remember. I'm not Reb Chaim Kinevsky, trust me. I remember too many shtusim, and I don't remember what I should remember. But I don't have to remember what I ate lunch 13 days ago.
I don't.
I do remember what I ate lunch yesterday, which is a chiddush. Okay, now we move on to the case of Raya Meshleis. Now we're going to Meshleis. Now, I just want to point out, could be that Rashi turned around the Girsa to answer the Aruch Lener's Kasha. Because since by Kesem he has to say two things, she's messed up, but she counts the 7 days from the day she found it. So then in the next case of Meshleis, we have to contrast and say she's not messed up. So we throw in that she can count from right from the day she saw. Not because we need it. We don't need it there. But it's in contrast to what I had said by Kesem, and by Kesem both were necessary. She's messed up, but she counts from the day she saw. She found the Kesem. Could be. Zakra Shivain Kelsum Yana Devada Mahashtava Pesakli Dusa. Uli Yom Shmini Luriasi Askilu Yudal of Yom Shabinida Lenida. Rabbanu Legazim may slate El Taris. They only did it for Taris, so therefore it doesn't affect her count. Abu Gabi Summon, Leadina name is Slavic Mino. We don't know what had happened. Vaina Mina Shiva Summon the Kaidim Trila, Elamisha Sarasa. She can only count the 7 days in the case of a period from when she saw the Kaidim Kessel, the Slaves Avi Yom Tavela Sutaira. She goes to the Mikvah, she's Tara. Abu Pesach Nidusa, Leda, Amosai Maskuni Mezivas, Avda. Achitash of Zion Nikian, and they changed the gears to here. The Masha says it should say 17 days. Seven Nikiyim will not clear her calendar. Masha says, tomorrow later, you need 17 clean days. The Tanya Be'erich. Period. So this proves Rabbi right. It says that she's Matama Mishka V'Meshav, she's Matama Klicheris, it proves everything. Now the Gemara has a problem. Rabbi made a Kal V'Chaymer from Klicheris to Mishka V'Meshav, if you remember. Did he know this Brisa? He knew Klicheret, he knew Mishka V'Meshav from the same Braitza, but he needed Kal V'Chaymer for. Did he not know this Braitza? So how did he know Klicheret? The Gemara wants to know, Rava started off knowing Klicheret and making him a Kal V'Chaymer to Mishka V'Meshav. That's what he did on yesterday's Gemara. Did he know the Braitza? The same Braitza said Klicheret said Mishka V'Meshav. He doesn't need a Kal V'Chaymer. That same Braitza that told him fact A, told him fact B. Did he not know the Braitza? So how did he know Klicheret? To make the Kal V'Chaymer.
No,
Zog the Gemara. Let's read the Gemara inside. Frech the Gemara. V'Rava. Ishmi le Masnisa, le Masnisa. He doesn't have to say his own answer in Kal V'Chaymer. Say the Braisa says Ziri's right. V'Loishmi le Masnisa, Kal V'Chaymer Minolai. So how did he know? And for the Gemara. Lailam Shmi le Masnisa. He knew the Braisa. B'Ima Masnisa, Aramina, Oy Adam, Oy Begadim. I would have thought when it says Latame Adam Ubegadim, it means to be Matame a person or Begadim, but not a person with the clothing he's wearing. Meaning I would have known that Mishka V'Meshav is Tame, but I wouldn't have known to which degree it's Tame. Is it enough to be Matame a person and the clothing he's wearing? Or only enough to be Matame a person or a clothing by itself? But the clothing he's wearing didn't touch. Maybe we're not makor on that. It's a chumrah to say, Adam u'b'gadim. Not most. You know, when a person touches a dead sheretz, his clothing is not tame. When a person touches a dead nevela, his clothing is not tame. When a person touches a tame mace, not a mace, somebody says, Shalom Aleichem to me, he becomes a rishon, but his clothing is not tame. Unless the clothing touched me. So here's a chumrah. So without from the brice itself, you wouldn't know to what degree. So he says, if it's Dutchly Cheris, then it would do Mishka B'Maishav to the ultimate, which is Adam of Begadim. So trashy.
How do you know Adam of Begadim?
Because if you're making the Kavu Chaymer, Kli Cheris is not Tomei by Mace. And yet by Nida, we make it completely Tomei, like a regular Nida. So for sure, Mishka B'Maishav, which is Tomei by Mace, for sure we make it like a complete Mishka B'Maishav. Rashi, Hamas Nisa, I'm sorry. Rava, the Pshitalei B'Kli Cheris Liel, B'Gamra Mishkavos M'Kli Cheris. Maishna, the Pshitalei B'Kli Cheris, why did he know Kli Cheris to Amy Mishkav? The answer is, it's a question. Ishmi, Leha Masnisa, Tani Kli Cheris. Leha Masnisa, let him just say the Brisa. The Limshav, Ina Mishkav, Ila Hedga. And it says Mishkav. We like Shmi, Leha Masnisa, Kavu Chayim, Minola, M'Kli Cheris, or Kli Cheris, I can't tell the Gamra, but he didn't know Kli Cheris. Answer is, Ima Masnisa, Ava Mina, Le Mishkav, Ina Tani Lutama, Adam, I begot him. Either I tame, either tame or begadim. Av adam begadim. So adam yitame begadim shloi nagu b'mishkavus. That the person should be metame his clothing that didn't touch. Ein malai. The mash malai and kavuchaymer mikli cheres. V'hachi kama. This is the way the kavuchaymer works. Ma kli cheres shenitzu v'ayel hames. Ein enitzu b'mes lei shemenida militame beheset. We treat it like a regular nida. Kilu nisit menida atzma. We say the kli cheres is like it was moved by a nida. So, Mishkava, she'en it tulum by Yamez, ain't it in she'en it tulum by Mesh, she'en it in the time of Kibishkum Nida Gemura. So, the Kavachimer is, if we treat Klicharis like a regular Klicharis that was touched by Anita, we should touch Mishkava Meshav, like a regular Mishkava Meshav that was slept on by Anita. Touching it, sitting on it. I think even sitting on it. Becomes a recent, correct. Only to Eichel and Amaskin. Right. Biblically speaking, rabbinically, there's hundreds of tumas. I mean, maybe I'm exaggerating, but very close. Whereas, biblically, it's very clear. A recent can't be matami a person. A recent can only matami food and drink. And by truma, it goes to shlishi, and by kaidish, it goes to revi. By chulin, it stops the cheni.
Yeah.
Ma kli cheres nitzel by elamais. Ma da kli cheres that can be saved by elamais. Ain the nitzel by meisleish shemenida. It's not saved by meisleish shemenida. Militame beheset to be tame when the meisleish lady during her meisleish to become tame by moving keilu nisit menida atzma as if she was moved from a real nida. So mishkavish ain nitzel by elamais. Mishkavas which are not saved by a mace, they become tummy from a mace. They're not safe during that 24-hour period. Militami kemishkav nida gemura. To being metame like a complete nida. Zakti gemai vayter. Amar avuna. Mace lay shebenida.
There's so many concepts.
I'm sorry, I apologize. Amar Rav Huna, Meis Lei Shebenida, the 24-hour period of Anida, is only L'Kaidesh, Avoloi L'Truma. Till now I've been darshaning Truma and Kaidesh. Well, the Gemara now says, again, it's not finished yet, it's opening, the opening volley, that it's only for Kaidesh and not for Truma. For Truma, Meis Lei Shebenida is like Kulin. Again, please don't pass it yet. We're starting. Fresh the Gemara, I got a problem. There's a whole section in Masechtas Chagiga that lists 11 things that Kaidish is stricter than Truma. 11 strictnesses. And this is not one of them. If Rav Huna is right, that in Masechtas Chagiga, when it lists all the severities that Kaidish have over Truma, It lists 11 of them. This should be number 12. The mace lace, the benita, is only for kaidish, not for truma. It lists 11 things. There should be a 12th. Ihachi, listing abimailas. So why isn't it a mesechtes nida? It's mesechtes hagiga. Mailas means, I don't even know how to translate it in English. The strictnesses?
Heightened standards.
Heightened standards, thank you. And for the Gemara, Kik Tani, Hecha, the Isplay drawer in the Tumma. Ava Hecha, the Lesplay drawer in the Tumma, like Tani. Now, this is not an answer that remains at the end. I don't think so, at least. We'll see. And the Gemara answers as follows. There are two levels of rabbinic Tumma. One that's based on a real worry, not biblical worry, but the Rabbanan expanded the worry and therefore made things tameh, and they only did it for kaidish and not for truma, because it is a stretch of a worry. And one that's a whole new tuma, no basis at all in any reason for us to make her tameh. Now, we consider the 24 hours as a gzera without real fear. It's a knas. The 24 hours is a knas. So we're punishing her for not following the rules. Not because we really worried she was tamei yesterday. We don't think she was tamei yesterday. In fact, we don't even think she was tamei a minute before. Because Shammai's right. She has a cheskes tuma, there's hargasha. There's no reason to assume that the blood stayed inside. All logic points to the fact that there's no reason to worry. Came along to Rabbanan and slapped the knas. So there, the Mishnah is not interested in listing those. The Mishnah is only interested in listing the ones that have a real worry. And this doesn't count. That's what the Gemara seems to say. Well, the Mishnah Chagiga, correct. Now, Tyson has a problem because the Gemara does list other things there that have no real worry. So that's why you have a long Tyson over here. I mean, not so long, but long Tyson. Dr. Rashi. Gabi Milas, but Perik Chaymer Bakaydish, that is Perik 3 in Chagiga. Meisleis, Leka Drara de Tumma. There's no worry. I don't know what word does he use for Drara. How does he translate the word drara? Probably has a better word than me.
Concern.
I said worry. Okay. The hashtahu de chazoi. She saw now. El gzeira ba'almuhu. Stomach gzeira. That's what he says. Tyson has a whole kasha. And he says that it's not even, it's lesser than those things over there. That's what Tyson says. Anyway, let's move on. Meisvei. So we have a question on Ravuna. Mahi Matama, Eichluna Maskin. Now, the problem is, Eichluna Maskin usually is referring to Truma, because Maskin, what Maskin is like Kaidish. Maskin is wine. Truma has a lot of Maskin. But Kaidish is usually not Maskin. So that's why the Gemara assumes that when it says Eichlu Damaskin, it must mean Truma. And for the Gemara, like the Kaidish, there is Shemen for Nesachim, there's wine for Nesachim, Shemen for Mincha. So there is liquids in Kaidish. Granted, not as frequent as by Truma, but there is. No, they're not drinkable. But it doesn't make a difference. It becomes tummy. You can't use it as a carbon. If the nida touched it within the 24 hours, you can't use that wine for the sachem. Rashi. Mayim matam ma'ayinu b'raisit l'el. We quoted it before, Eichlu Damask. Loi dekaydish, then shemen de minachas, v'yayin de nesachem. Rashi points out, where do you have drink? Where do you have liquid in kaydish? And as Baruch Meitzer just pointed out, there's none that's eaten and drank. There's no liquid of kaidish that's now drank by the kahanim. Now maybe there is shemen by Mincha Mafetaner, maybe Ula, the rhyme of the shemen, maybe.
Mixed into the,
what?
Mixed into the food.
Right.
But maybe the water of most of the life.
No, it's not. No, that's drama. No, that's not drama. So anyway, so, but it's still susceptible to Tumma. So that's what it's talking about when it says Mashkin. Don't think about the Tashma. Come in here. Now, So, I don't know, honestly, I don't know why sometimes we say Meitzre and sometimes we say Tashma. I don't know, I mean, both are questions. But I'm not sure why sometimes the Gemara words a question is Meitzre, and then two lines later, words the next question is Tashma.
Strong objection. There's
is that what he says over there?
No,
I have no idea. I said I don't know. Add that to the list of things I don't know. Problem is you have no room on your page to put it anymore, the things that I don't know, but it's part of it. Tashima. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Abdishas Avarasa Melechu Betruma. This is a Mishnah later on. It says she has to be Vedic herself twice, right? In the morning and in the evening. Rabbi Yehuda says when she finishes working with Truma, she should check herself again. Check every morning, check every evening. And then when she works with Truma, and she's finished, check yourself right after you work with Truma. I don't know. It's a good question. Maybe we'll see it when we get there. But that's what it says.
Why after?
So that's the question. Why after? I mean, what was? Why check now? The answer is the leftovers. If she finds herself coming now, she's coming 24 hours earlier, so that even the truma that she didn't use yet, right, is coming because in the last 24 hours she touched it. The tummy she worked, the truma she worked with, the truma that she worked with, she finds her tummy now. But I can't. I didn't understand.
So
I know your horse.
Leftovers.
Yes. Tribe's leftovers. Yes.
So she has to check that for the future.
No. She has to check it for it's whether she can use it in the future. Correct. But that's not like Ravuna. Ravuna said Truma is not effective. Zakrashi. Let's see Rashi. Zakrashi. Abishasa Barasan, when she stops. Masnisani. Abishashe Mistalkois, when they leave. Umesaimais, and they finish. Lecho Truma. Srikas Livdike. The Sakin Shirayim Shimafanea. Shinogabahem. Right? What she ate, she ate. There's nothing we can do about what she ate. She ate truma. Now she checks herself and finds herself tummy. What she's supposed to do? Chabal chait. There's no difference. No need for us to know that she's coming now. She ate it already. So what are we asking her to check for? Must be the other truma that she didn't eat, but she did touch. Right. Shemtim ta'achshav tahira. The shetiv d'arvis kemishpata. When she checks in the evening, with Timsa Tameya, Loisi Tamilim Ifreya, Lachat Bizigasa. Right? What we're gaining is, by making her check after she eats Truma, and let's say she finds herself Tahira, then 5 hours later she finds herself Tamei, she doesn't have to worry about the Truma, because she checked herself after she ate the Truma, after she touched the Truma that's left. Vilaytea Truma Bakal Tuma the Mifreya won't be included in the retroactive Tuma. Shari Batka Laka Virasa. Which we checked. But if you don't say retroactive for Truma, so who cares? Why are we checking now? It's not going to make a difference. How is it going to make a difference? It doesn't affect Truma anyway, retroactive. Again, Ravuna said, Truma is not worried about. You don't worry about Truma. You don't worry about Truma, so why is she checking now? But to find out whether she ate when she was tummy makes no difference now. To find out for the future, she'll do tonight. She'll find out. What do we have to find out for? Teretz is, you want to protect the truma she touched before she ate, and there's leftovers. So by making her do a bdikin now and finding her to be tahar, you're protecting the truma if she finds herself tummy tonight. But if you don't have to worry about truma to begin with, why do it? That's the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, umeshaninan. Okay, let me speak this out. This is going to be a very Okay. Okay. And that is as follows. That is as follows. Now again, I'm not going to answer Dr. Harris's question of why Rabbi Yehuda requires it after Truma. Like, why here now? I'm not sure. I don't have an answer to that. I said before, I don't know. We'll find out later. But I'm going to answer the following. There is a concept that if a woman does bedika, the immediate preceding moment before the bedika, we assume that what she finds was there. Not 10 minutes before, not 5 minutes before, but immediate. Immediate. That means if she finds herself tameh, she is vadai tameh from a moment before. Not 24 hours, not 10 hours, not 5 hours, not 5 minutes. When a woman makes a bedikah and finds herself tamei, we say she's tamei vadai from a moment before. Right? So now, she stopped eating the truma, and there's leftovers. Rabbi Yehuda wants her to make a bedikah immediate. And by doing that immediate bedika, we'll find out if the truma she just touched in the last moment is tamei or not. This is not retroactivity of 24 hours. This is immediate. Now, immediate means a moment before, a very short moment before. But if she just touched truma and she does an immediate bedika, we'll know that the truma she touched is tamei. Because immediate does not require that 24 hours. Immediate is what it is. If a woman finds herself tamei, and I'm going to make up the shear of immediate because it's a very short shear. If a woman finds herself tamei at 12:30, she knows she was tamei at 12:29 and a half. Or maybe 12:29. Not before that. The immediate time before the bedikah, she was tamei. Vada. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda said, after she finishes eating truma, in order to protect the truma that she just touched, let her make an immediate bedikah. And that way, if she finds herself tamei, she'll throw out the rest of the truma that she just touched. Sheer vest. How does he translate that? Shabatka asmak is sheer vest. How does he translate that?
Immediately.
Well, that's what I said. Now, the immediate is very short. In fact, the way the Gemara explains it later, it's almost impossible. Almost impossible. But some Rishonim learned that the immediate here is a little bit more, a little bigger than the immediate there. So I won't translate the word immediate here. So later on, the Gemara translates immediate as almost impossibility. The Gemara says, later on, the Gemara is talking about a woman that makes the bedikah immediately after relationship with her husband, whether she's chayav achatas. If she finds herself a nida, that means she lived with her husband as a nida. And she's chayav achatas. The Gemara says, only if she finds it immediately.
One way to solve that is not to check immediately.
Again, they made a takana, she has to check herself after tashmish.
Not immediately.
Okay, but if she finds it immediately, the shear of immediate there is almost impossible. The Gemara is going to say what it is. I don't want to get involved with how just confused 40 people. I mean, 40 people, 10 people, 15 people. I don't want to confuse people. But whatever it is, here it's almost impossible to have it. Not only is it almost impossible to do, but it's almost impossible to have it done right after eating truma. So therefore, I'll just say, like the Rishonim that say, that the immediate here is a little bit a greater shear.
Preparing lunch for her.
This is, you're asking me Dr. Harris's question. Why did they review to say to make the bedikah now? I don't know. I answered him, I don't know. I still don't know. But he said to do it immediately. Because if you learn that mace lace works for truma, so then the reason they did it is to protect the truma she touched in the last 24 hours. But Rav Huna said it doesn't make a difference for truma. So why is she doing it? Dr. Rav Huna, she does it immediately because then if she finds it, the truma she touched is tummy. So Rav Huna wants her to do it immediately. Dr. Gemara?
Did we say yesterday?
Can I just finish the Gemara? Dr. Gemara? Amrav Chizda al-Nitzvah l-Shirayim b'fanea, which we thought meant 24 hours. Rav Huna Masni, Listrim Shirayim Shabiyadeha, to burn the truma that she has in her hands, to butt Gasmak as your vest when she checks herself immediately. Rashi. Zakt Rashi. The sakein dumi de lahakshir, to make it kosher. Amar lel shachris, lahakshir tarish alayla. She checks herself in the morning to make the night okay. Mishanina Ravuna masni l'hod Rav Yehuda, shabdikazu ba lisrev shirayim biyadeha. The shirayim she's holding, in timtza tmeya, tisrafe. Ukegan, shabedekas atzma la'achar avarasa, la'outer, immediate. Kishir vest, Miyad samuch l'negia, right after she touched the truma, right. But bedika dimtim tzitmeya vadai b'shas negia nami tmeya isa. I feel a little nami l'tamei. That would even affect chulin. She's definitely tamei. Umatzuk l'Rav Yehuda bedika l'truma kashir vest. Why did he need it? Kehechad loytechu truma tmeya lachazman, to make sure that the truma she touched is not tamei. I will asakin to correct 24 hours worth. Let's be real, Rav Huna. The whole comment lay bodka misak the v'kaima. Without checking, she's also fine. The metamis l'mefreya l'gazer by Rabbanan, because it doesn't affect the tumah Rabbanan. Kishir vest. Now Rashi's going to give you the Gemara before, later. And I want to point out again that the Rishonim have difficulty with this here. But Rashi quotes a Gemara. And I'm going to say it outside in English, and then I'll read it inside. What is immediate? The Gemara there is talking about making a chatas. If it's a little further, it's an asham tali. She's a suffix nida. Vadai nida at the time of the relationship. Dr. Gemara, it's a woman that right next to her bed, right next to her, where she had the relationship, she has a bedika cloth. And as soon as the husband leaves her, she takes the bedika cloth and does a bedika. That's immediate. Anything longer than that, if the bedika cloth is not here, just to reach somewhere and get it, and it's not immediate anymore. That's why it says here it's difficult. The woman is not in this, when she's eating truma, is not necessarily in the state that she has a bedika cloth right next to her, that she can immediately do a bedika. I mean, she's dressed, she's right. But it's possible, but much harder. But that's how Rashi quotes the Gemara. So it's up to Rashi. Mephiah's the Barakama, Masu the Shamish the aid, Sha'im the Mitzara Maskleif. It's the husband's Masu the Shamish the aid, Shamish is the husband's aver, and the Bedika cloth is the aid, Sha'im the Mitzara Maskleif, they're right next to her opening. Beatias Hashamish Nichnis aid. As soon as he leaves, she does the Bedika. But Lush and Vest, Hainu Miyad. Now again, the Rishonim have a problem because almost impossible. So they say over here it's longer based on a Gemara later on, which we will get in Mir Tashem when we get to Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Yes, Rav Meisher.
The Shirai before it's a food that's on her plate.
Shirai means food that she touched right before.
So in other words, if she's sitting and having truma dinner with her husband,
she didn't touch that immediately. It's on his plate.
And my second question is, did we talk about women at that time used to have argoshas?
Yes, many times, I said.
So over here, she didn't have argosha, I would assume.
Well, the whole concept of tumah, well, again, you're right, she didn't have argosha, but the bottom line is, if she finds herself bloody inside, she's tummy. She might be tummy drabana, but she's tummy.
So she might have missed argosha.
Again, we had that problem to begin with in that base. Why are we worried about 24 hours? She didn't have argosha.
Okay, and a chasm does not have our
gusha,
right?
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, chasm does not have our gusha. Correct. Okay, everybody, have a one.